You know something? I am ready.
I also am ready. I'm glad you asked, Jonathan Davis.
I should have checked with you, Keith. I should have checked.
I am ready. This song, I mean, it does it for me. Let me say that. I know it's the first week of this brand new show.
Yep.
And we're kicking around ideas. We're not married to any
intros. But I like this.
Oh, I kind of love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I didn't realize how much I was going to love it. Even though this is one of my favorite songs ever, I was like, am I going to get sick of it? I don't think so.
Hang on.
Yeah.
This is one of your favorite songs ever?
Yeah. Dude, that album is one of the greatest albums of all
time.
And this
wasn't even your suggestion.
No, it was not.
Nick's just like, hey, we're going to kick in with some corn, and it just happened to magically be one of your favorite songs ever.
Nick from the Clouds. I know
he likes corn.
I knew
he wouldn't be opposed to having wine.
I like corn.
Creamed, on the cob. Yeah. You know.
Most of the cob.
That's it. I think that's it. Are there more?
Most of the corns.
Yeah, creamed and on the cob.
You go south or east west with your corn on the cob?
Well, because you asked, I'll tell you. I do one ring north to south, and then I go west to east, west to east, west to east, until I'm done.
You brought up a very sore subject in my home, Billy.
Jones turns it straight up and down.
No, I'm a west to east typewriter guy.
Yeah.
That's how I do this.
Yeah.
But, I married into a family that they are, I mean, you want to talk about the Jonathan Davis serial killer collection?
You married into a family of serial
this
killers?
This is how serial killers eat corn. The way my wife...
She cuts it off.
And it's genetic. My wife,
yeah.
Her sister, my sister-in-law, my father-in-law, the whole family. I can't eat corn with them. I can't eat corn.
How do they eat it?
They hunt and peck.
It's all over the map.
It's just like... It's
no
like,
pattern.
It's
reckless.
Like the back of, it's like the back of Rasheed Wallace's head. It's just that's like there's just like
chaos.
Splotches here and there. All it's insane. It really is. It's very
like a Jackson Pollock painting.
if we were ever going to have anybody over, I don't know why we would. First of all, who's coming?
Who would dare take that invite?
Second of all, why are we serving corn on the cob?
Right.
But if all those things happen, we had guests who wanted to join us.
Yeah.
We were serving corn on the cob. I would be mortified.
And obviously, you just roll it in the butter, right? Like, you know, like a psychopath. Wait a minute. Because I was at one person's house years and years ago.
I had nothing. No butter, no salt.
Oh, you just do clean like that. Serial killer.
I take another.
Corn on the cob dry. Yeah, I'll have one of those.
Yeah, raw dog, corn on the cob.
This is, you got to take the butter, you got to roll it in the butter, and then you got to put a ton of salt on it, and then it's good. But I was at somebody's house, this was years ago, and they were like, oh, there's a knife for the butter. I'm like, a knife for the corn on the cob butter? What am I supposed to do with
who
this?
Who are you, the Queen of England?
I'm like, I'm not using this. No, I'm not. But anyway,
I love when you clearly see the stick of butter. You're like, oh, they had corn.
Oh yeah, you're like want that? You're like for your bagel the next day, and there's like a big like
husk.
Like, yeah, like what am I doing with this?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I know I like everything bagels. I didn't want everything. Plus, you know, yesterday's corn. That wasn't something I was looking.
It's
for.
It's in there. It's in there. So you like that song?
Yeah, because I was like, I could always reach out to Opie the poet, who has done many intros in the past, and see if he has anything to kick around.
Wonderful job.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does a nice job. I'm like, I don't know this corn thing. We're bringing it back. So early 90s? Let's go.
That kicks it in. Plus, you know, I'm still working on the whole, like, I would call it morning routine, right? We got, like, new morning routines, right?
Middays.
You used to work middays in the past. So maybe
yes, I did.
You've fallen on, like, a good routine that you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, search and find that. So
no,
like,
it still feels weird to me.
I'm peaking with the caffeine right when I get in here. So, like, between that and corn, it's ready to go.
That's good. You know what I also have going for me, which is great, is my youngest daughter doesn't sleep. So
that's good. How old?
She will be 2 next month.
How old is yours, Billy?
He's 1.
Okay.
Technically 14 months.
Yeah, does he sleep? The little guy sleep?
That guy
does well.
Really?
He does well. Not so much during the day. He'll, you know, if we can get like a 90-minute, an hour nap during the day, good. But throughout the night, he's pretty good.
Isn't that so infuriating?
I kind of hate it.
Oh,
I have a buddy that's like that too, has a daughter of similar age. She's like, oh, yeah, 7 to 7. Put her down at 7, get up at 7. I'm like,
yeah, it's true. Like if we can get him asleep by 8 o'clock, he's usually good till about 6:30.
Oh, my God.
And even when you wake up at 6:30, he's like, what are you doing?
That is maddening.
His eyes are squinty still, like when he comes out to the living room, he's like, what? The people are up this early?
That's infuriating.
My daughter's up, hard to get down, up throughout the night, up early, all of it. And so my wife and I alternate.
Nice.
So it's like, all right, so you know you got a good sleep.
That's good for a marriage.
So last night, I was in charge of said, I didn't sleep at all. I was like laying on the floor in her room. Like, that's awful. My back. Oh, and also this was fun. I was trying to.
Well, who's this little fella?
Look at the Twitch chat. Is that Billy's little guy?
That's my son.
Wow. This guy.
That's Benjamin.
Yeah, pinch his cheeks. Look at that guy.
Go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI to watch that or on YouTube. And you know what you can tell there? That's a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
That's a good night's sleep he just had.
You know you can tell? Look at the shoulder definition in that
kid. Yes. Look at this. this guy.
You already got him on a, being a lefty.
You got a weight routine already for this guy? A little young.
A lot of protein. A lot of protein early. Protein.
Yep.
Yeah. Who was like good. That super buff like 5-year-old kid that went viral like years ago? That's Lanny's.
Oh yeah.
Lanny's like competing
grooming
for that.
The next little Hercules.
Baby Gronk.
Not to be Gronk. Not to be confused with the little guy that was smoking cigarettes. That was a good internet video too.
He was great because he lit his previous cigarette with the next one. He lit the next cigarette with the old one.
On to the next.
Wow, so his kid sleeps the whole night. Lucas is 6 now, and he kind of sleeps.
Yeah.
He's up so early, but he's old enough now where it's like, I'm going to go turn the TV on, and I'm going to pour myself a bowl of cereal, and then I'll come in.
Got it.
But it wakes the dog up. The whole thing's a mess. No, he didn't sleep. When he was 2, you said George's 2?
Almost 2, yeah.
Yeah, no chance he slept then. Oh, and I was furious with friends of mine who were like, oh, yeah, 7 to 7? Prob.
Yeah, like, Billy, you got to wake him up in the morning. Like, oh, you do? Is that right? You got to wake him up in the morning? You do? Oh, my God. I don't know when the last time I woke up on my own at any point.
So corn kicking in is good for you?
Yeah, I need it.
Okay, good.
I need that. I need a big old coffee and some corn blind right off the rip, and I'm good to go.
There's probably a lot of parents out there that feel the exact same way. They didn't sleep.
If you have a sleep technique, let me know. At Keefe21, or you can text the show 37837. I don't know. And it's not even, at this point, too, not to spend all the show on this, but it's not even a
good chunk of it, though.
Just let them scream it out. It's like, well, now... We just converted the crib to like the bed.
Yep.
And then we also have like a little mat on the floor, like a kind of a cushiony mat that she likes to lay on.
Sure.
But she'll just get up and like walk down the hallway, and like we don't want her tripping down the stairs. So it's like you can't just like let her scream it out. She'll be walking all over the place.
No,
it's not good.
It's not good. Anyway. Plus you have two waking the other one up.
Right. That's happened too.
That's a mess. You can't be doing that.
It's a mess.
Anyway, if you can't tell, it's Jones and Keefe.
Hello.
Here on WEEI. We'll get to all your phone calls, your parenting techniques, if you have them for Keefe.
I mean, please.
617.
I'll take anything.
779-7937. You can text the program at 37937. You've already seen young Benjamin there on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also watch on YouTube. So a lot of ways to tune in today. We're going to carry Gerard Mayo live at 1:15. And I mentioned this to Greg in the crossover. We already talked about breaking a little early there to like make sure we get Mayo. He's known to hit the podium early, which is annoying.
So we should break now.
We should probably just break. Get all of our breaks out of the way, Nick. So we're just live when we go to Mayo.
Yeah, it's funny because Andy Hart told a story one time during camp where he was scheduled for a certain time. Hart was even a couple minutes early, and he got there and he was like the fourth question.
Yeah, Mayo's already
in. What is happening?
No, it's insane.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
Overcompensating
opposite
for
Bill.
It's overcompensating is what it is for Bill being late for, 20 years.
Whatever happened to like 1:15 means 1:15?
That's a good question.
Because it doesn't mean 1:20. Doesn't mean 1:10.
No.
It means 1:15.
No, it means 1:15.
And like,
we're throwing a party. Don't you dare be early, but don't be too late.
Don't be too late. Yeah. You don't want to be like help set up. Yeah, you don't want to be there that early.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready for you.
Anything I can do? It's like, you can get out of my way so I can shower.
Go grab a coffee.
Yeah, so that's not what you want. But yeah, so he might go on a little bit early, but obviously the question would be, does he lead with who QB1 is in week 1?
Yes.
I think he leads with
it. I mean, he should.
I don't think because he knows it's going to be the first question. And so usually these guys always do like a little bit of a preamble, like, all right, hey, look, camp's going great, a week and a half to the game. Like, we're on to Cincinnati.
Oh, by the way,
Jacoby's our guy.
Yeah.
He's going to say Jacoby is going to start.
He should.
And then everyone's going to fight over. He should start?
No. I'm sorry. He should say. No, wait, we're in agreement. Jacoby Brissett should not start
Correct.
For this team.
But
I'm guessing the announcement will be Brissett. And Gerard Mayo should absolutely start with it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to that live, maybe even a little earlier than we're planning on.
We'll just wait around for it.
But 1:15. Today has to be the day.
Yes.
What if it's not? We all assume it's going to be Jacoby Brissett as the announcement. It would blow my mind if it's Drake May. I would love it. It'd be great, but I would be very surprised. I was not surprised at all when they made the transition to Mac in 2021. I stuck with this all camp from the second he was drafted. I'm like, not Mac should be the guy. Mac will be the guy. Which is weird to think about, but at one point I was a Mac guy.
It's strange to say you were a Mac guy.
I was.
Considering the other options, you thought Mac was good or Mac was the best on the team?
No, I thought he was going to win the job, and I couldn't watch more Cam
Newton.
Not
really like a Mac guy.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I became less of a Mac guy.
I was going to say, like, was anybody in the world really a Bailey Zappe guy, or you were just
anti-Mac guy? I was.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see more Cam Newton, so, like, Mac Jones had that benefit. Like, it is crazy how that swings, right? People wanted Mac, then they didn't. People wanted Zappe, then they didn't. So, hopefully, Drake May ends that, and you just have the guy. For a while.
So it would blow my mind if he announces May. I would applaud it. We'll do that live if that happens. But I'm assuming he announces Brissett and he does it exactly how you said. He comes out, hey, we're done with the preseason. We're getting ready for the Bengals here.
Yep.
Roster cut down, blah, blah, blah. oh, by the way, I addressed the team this morning. Jacoby's the guy. So I would fully expect
here's
that.
Here's my first question. Scoops Keith in the crowd. Yep. Let me ask you this. You said all camp long it was a competition. You also recently said on the Greg Hill morning show that Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett. How make those two things make sense?
Yeah, square those up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what does he say?
Yeah, well, hot under these lights, eh, Mayo?
Mayo, first press conference going into the regular season as a head coach. He'd probably say something, my guess would be, well, it's the totality, right? Because he'd also mentioned that at one point, too. I forget where he was good in the spring. And I don't care.
Tom Curran told us how he's going to square it. He told us this yesterday. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, check it out on YouTube. Tom, good line into Jerod Mayo. I think he has a clear understanding of how Mayo feels about how his comments have been misconstrued. I forget the exact word that Curran used yesterday, but it was something like, you know, he thinks there people would pick up on the nuance between Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett, but Jacoby Brissett is still better. His golf analogy that he gave yesterday, I could beat you in a round of golf, but that doesn't make me a better golfer than you. I just had a better stretch.
To me, the nuance really just sort of smells more like it's not Jerod Mayo's decision. He even said that, so there's not even nuance, but he can't make any big, you know, declarations during these press conferences because he has to go check with the offensive coaches.
Right.
Because those are the guys making the call.
Hey, guys, is it okay if I say this?
Guys, I want Drake May, but you don't. Okay, so it won't be. All right, never mind. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
So if they don't make an announcement today, and I just said this to Wiggy and Greg and Courtney, then they're not aligned. And they haven't. They can't make a decision, which I think actually would be great news for Drake May and his chances of start. If they do not announce it today,
then Drake has a good chance.
Astronomically,
because that also kind of reeks of maybe Kraft does get involved early.
Yeah.
You feel like there's a better chance of him getting involved late. Like, hey, the team's 0-7 and you're trotting out Jacoby Brissett. We have tickets to sell. So maybe they would step in then. I don't think they would step in this early. Like, all right, we hired these guys. Like, let's let them figure this out. But if maybe somebody has to break the tie. Like, if Jerod Mayo is dead set on Drake May, but Alex Van Pelt is dead set, although I guess he has Elliot Wolf, and maybe that's the tiebreaker, but there's also the offensive or the quarterback coach. There's, like, other guys that are weighing in on this.
Oh, don't forget about Ben McAdoo.
TC. Yeah, right, Ben McAdoo. Like, what's his role?
Robin Glazer's got to say,
I'm sure. Robin Glazer has a vote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's at that big small council meeting. So, I don't know. I mean, but, yeah, I'm with you. If they don't announce it at 1:15 today, that means there's still something there with Drake. Or, and I know he said yesterday with Hart and Arcan, Jacoby Brissett was on, and he said that he's healthy.
I'm good.
Maybe he's not.
Okay. Fair.
That'd be the only kind of
regardless
wrinkle.
Those two, in terms of Drake May being a starter, those align. Either Brissett's not healthy and they need to wait, or there's real push and pull within the organization and Drake May has a chance to start. I fully expect, live on Jones and Keefe today, Jerod Mayo is going to tell us Jacoby Brissett is the starter. He's going to do it before he gets any questions. If he doesn't, again, chances astronomically increase that Drake May could be the week one guy. And it's because if they don't announce it today, he basically backed himself into this corner before. He's like,
yeah.
We know on Monday. We're going to know Monday night. We're not going to tell you.
Well, didn't he tell Wiggy, like, we're going to talk about it Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, basically?
And I'm not going to announce it here because I have to address the team first.
Uh-huh.
All signs point to today. So I think today it would speak to dysfunction, which would be its own story. But if you're hoping for Drake May to get an opportunity to start, you do not want an announcement today.
Well, I also know that, you know, like Belichick would give you the, well, we don't have a game until whatever it is, I don't even know. The
September
9th? The 8th. We don't have a game until the 8th. So, like, he could play that out. But at the same time, I think if you announce your starter now, even if it is Jacoby Brissett, you're at least showing some sort of confidence in the player. Like, if you have to string this thing out to the bitter end, and then it's like a game time decision, at least publicly, right? Yeah. Like, privately, maybe they'll tell it. But if you're not endorsing your guy at this point, like, how good do you feel about it? So even if it's like fake confidence, right? It's like, say Jerod Mayo doesn't want Brissett, but all the offensive coaches do, so that's who they're going with. You got to at least go out there and have your best straight face and be like, we're going with Jacoby, and we feel good about it. Like, okay. And now the team kind of goes from there. And then the next question will be like, all right, how long do you stick with them and all that stuff? Like, the story does not end there, but at least you end the question. You become one of the last teams in the league to announce who your starting quarterback is.
Right.
And then I guess you go from there.
So that's what I was just going to say. I think you're already almost too late to show real faith in Jacoby Brissett, but it's better today than next week.
Next week?
Going into the game against the Bengals. You think there's any chance it leaks today? Like, there's information out there, Schefter, rap sheet, whoever, you know, Scoops Keefe.
Yeah, good point. All could the, be Scoops
Keefe. Yeah, you know what? Ooh, yeah. I forgot to open my DMs. Scoops Jones, maybe.
Maybe Scoops Jones.
You might have to show me how to open up my I got to get those DMs open.
Yeah, you got to find that messages.
I heard you've been getting flooded.
I got some meatloaf picks.
Flooded with meatloaf picks.
Listen, I asked for it. I got it. I got meatloaf picks.
A little trepidation on my end to wade into that.
I can grade your meatloaf, right? but no, so far.
Breaking news here. You have anything?
No.
Oh, you
I got nothing yet.
Okay.
But.
Well, DMs are open.
So 3 hours from now is when Mayo's speaking.
1:15-ish.
So, no, I bet it comes out then.
Okay. What if it does leak out? That again speaks to me, misalignment. Like you're not unified. You're not all on the same page. If this story leaks between now and Mayo hitting the podium,
it is possible.
Somebody is upstaging him. Somebody doesn't agree with it. Somebody's putting it out there for a reason. And I don't think it would be the team, meaning, you know, well, it could be the Crafts if they don't like where things are going. I don't know. But
who would that be? Who would Schefter? Schefter would have it?
Well,
Rappaport? They both kind of work for the team.
If it's ownership, I would say, it's Schefter and Rapsheet. Yeah. If it's, I don't know, like who's a reporter closer to the players? Rossini? Somebody like that.
Rossini would be wrong. Rossini would be wrong. Like Josina Anderson.
Yeah, maybe that's a better one.
She's usually right.
Okay. Scoops Keefe. I don't want you to give away any sources.
I don't know. Could be player, could be coach, could be upper management. Who's to say?
But the New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
Listen, you don't hit them all, right? You know, you don't get them all.
No, and not every single one. No. Although, again, hashtag Scoops Keefe did. By the way, Jeremy Swayman has in some ways responded to what you said.
Yeah.
He spoke last night, so we'll get to that.
All right.
On the show today, we'll probably eventually get to the Red Sox. They won.
Are you back in?
Nice little win for them.
Nice clean game. They won a game at Fenway Park, too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
They never win at Fenway.
No, that is true. That's not where they win traditionally.
But I don't know. I could maybe talk myself back into the Sox.
We'll get to them on the program. We also, we have to get to, I think, this RFK Jr. story, which is just as wild. So we'll do that coming up.
It's an animal story, and it's not the bear one. That's how I would sell it, because I've heard about the bear one. That was wild.
Oh, so this one was new to you?
Yeah, I never heard this until 20 minutes ago.
RFK Jr., not the bear story.
Yep.
So we'll get to that. We also have Would You Rather on a Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Let's get to the roster. It's been finalized. How do we feel about it? Where do the Patriots need to add? Spoiler alert, everywhere. On the offensive line, is that all about talent, or is there an issue with coaching here as well? Because they look completely unprepared the other night.
I'm going to start with personnel, actually. I'm going to start with Elliott Wolf. I mean, he's a guy who, with a straight face, said that this team could support a rookie quarterback no problem and that they'd be good to go. And that's the inverse has happened. You clearly cannot support that quarterback because your offensive line isn't good enough right now to use him. And even the veteran quarterback's in jeopardy as a result of the offensive line. So I start with Elliott Wolf and Matt Groh, who were part of the group last year who said, let's go get Riley Reiff and Vidarian Lowe and Tyrone Wheatley Jr. and Calvin Anderson. And they presented those as solutions, and they weren't. And now they've presented us with these solutions. You know, Laden Robinson, people who watch the offensive line a hell of a lot closer than me at practice have all talked about how great Laden Robinson would be. And he got absolutely shoved around like a kid. Caden Wallace, drafted as a possible left tackle, has never played it, been a right tackle. Same thing with Chukwuma Okorafor. And this starts with them. And then I think it goes to the coaching staff.
Tommy Curran yesterday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. If you missed it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch on YouTube. Check out our latest content there by subscribing to WEEI. Now, if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you saw, was that young Benjamin Lanny again?
That was Billy Lanny's son playing Donkey Kong.
Playing some Donkey Kong.
The Donkey Kong.
That's right.
Fun spot.
That is the one. Okay, so Billy Mitchell set the record, or did he? A lot of controversy surrounding that.
So that was that happened at Fun Spot?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was, that's where he's playing. Fun Spot. Okay.
Brian Koo's probably watching right behind him, taking a look at it.
Sizing him up.
That's good stuff.
Future competition
there. Steve Wiebe. Yep.
Do you get any, and again, he sleeps so well that he can,
look at how much energy he has all day. He sleeps
multiple levels of Donkey Kong because he's so well rested. Did you get any good parenting advice there?
Yeah, so I got a ton on the text line, and I appreciate it. And we've tried the melatonin. A lot of people are saying melatonin, melatonin, melatonin.
Is there any controversy to melatonin? I feel like, because we definitely gave Lucas, we definitely gave Lucas some melatonin, but isn't there like, aren't there some parents who are like, you can't do that
well,
to your child?
Well, some are very very pure or whatever, but no, so we've, the thing with that is helped in the initial getting down to sleep.
Yeah,
so,
knock him out.
Say you want her down at 7:30, you give her melatonin a little before that, she's like, oh, now I'm real tired, like, I wonder why, and then, and you feel a little bad, but you're like, all right, she's asleep.
Yeah.
But then she'll wake up at like midnight, like a demon. Like she's so mad. She's like, hey, remember how I didn't fight going down before? I'm going to take that energy and I'm going to double it. And now I'm really pissed at like midnight. So, yeah, we've tried that.
That's like me after like two beers. I conk out. I wake up. I got to pee. Now I'm up. I'm not going back to bed.
You're a mess.
Yeah, same idea.
I do like the one, and I know they were joking because they put in quotes, like, sleep when the baby sleeps. The person goes, or just punch me in the face. Because that's impossible.
Sleep when the baby sleeps.
So if they fall asleep in the car, you pull over, put the seat back. Like, there's no sleep when the baby sleeps.
Or when your kid sleeps for, like, 2 hours at a time.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to sleep with the baby. Well, the baby's up all the time.
Also, like, there are other things going on in life. If you got to be awake and dealing with the baby, it's like, oh, but there's a job.
How am I going to watch my stories?
I got to watch my stories. Yeah. Laundry needs to get done.
Yes.
You know, things like stuff has to happen. That's when you get stuff done because the kid's asleep. Yeah. And so if your kid doesn't sleep a lot, sleep while the baby's sleeping is nonsense advice.
I do like the one guy that just says, hey, enjoy parenthood. They grow up fast. All right. Fair enough. I'm not enjoying it. I just would like a couple minutes of sleep.
Nick, cue Cats in the Cradle, if you don't mind. if you don't mind.
That song's very powerful.
Yeah, it
is. If you listen to it in the right mood, you might cry.
A little dusty.
It's a sad song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I like the one personally that said, just set their room temperature to 68 degrees.
Because we have a sauna in there right now. No, she's doing just fine. It's probably 70 in her room, would be my guess.
Then
she'll sleep.
I just like the idea that, like, at 67, the kid's just, like, awake all night. And then, you know, at 70 degrees, as you just said. They, of course, they're going to have way too much energy, but 68, that's the magic number right there.
Melatonin ruins sleep schedules and definitely bad at a young age, according to one texter. Okay. Another texter says, tire them out, mentally or physically. I hadn't thought of that. Because we usually just sit on the couch and say, don't move! Don't you move at all!
It's a shot at your parenting is what that is.
Yes, basically.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you try being a dad? Throw the ball with him, huh? Go have a catch.
This kid just sprints around the house all day, chasing after her sister, chasing after me. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. We're quizzing, we're constantly giving her pop quizzes. She's mentally engaged.
That's real. Honestly, maybe the biggest parental insult you could get.
It is.
Why don't you try tuckering your kid out there?
Kid just watching TV all day? Of course not going to go to sleep. It's like, no, kid's not watching TV all day.
Call a suggestion.
I got
to run a vacuum cleaner or the hairdryer because it'll lull them to sleep.
I'll be honest, my kid doesn't even know what a vacuum looks like in our house. So we have
a sound machine in there.
Yeah, we have
a sound
machine,
the white noise. That should be nice.
Yeah.
For most people, it would be nice and soothing.
Yeah.
Not for this child. Not interested in it at all. Yeah, it's wild. And we're like, what is this? What is this going to do? When is this going to ever stop?
All right, I don't know. Keep the parental advice coming. But real, what a shot. What a shot. Tire your kid out.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you try? Why don't you try being mentally and physically tiring them out? Mentally stimulating.
Yeah.
Physically wear them out.
I'm trying my best. That's all I could say. I'm doing my very best.
You have any takeaways, seamless transition, Keith, to the Patriots finalizing their roster yesterday? Anything that jumped out?
It was one of those years, or really the last couple, where it's hard to have truly a surprise cut or like, oh, how are you going to be able to keep this guy and that guy on the roster?
Right, it's like, oh, no, Kevin Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Bailey Zappi.
So those are just two guys that we've heard of that got cut.
Sure.
So they're not necessarily surprise cuts or anything like that. You know, you go back 10, 15 years ago, and you're like, they had probably 65 guys that should be on an NFL team. And they're like, all right, well, they're really good. So, like, this guy, maybe it's a real surprise cut by Belichick or, like, a trade right before the season. Like, they're cutting Lawyer Malloy. They're trading Richard Seymour. Like, they're doing wild stuff.
I mean, even Brissett. Brissett was, like, a guy who they might have cut that they traded late in camp for
Phil
Dorsett.
Yeah, which the Colts are going to do the same thing. So,
that's how deep their roster. Now they're starting quarterback, we think. And I don't agree with it. But now their starting quarterback, when they were deep and good, was like the guy they were about to lop off the team.
No, I think even like diehard Patriot fans, when you look at the list of cuts, how many guys have you truly heard of? Like Bailey Zappi, Kevin Harris, and then Chad Ryland, because he was like a punchline because he was such a bad kicker and a bad pick. So he loses the job to Joey Sly. So at least you know that name. But then it's a lot of other guys that were either like, you know, signings this offseason that were just sort of like, man, let's see if they stick. And then they're gone. So nobody that we've even become attached to, nobody that made big plays last season or was a part of winning teams or anything like that. So they trimmed the roster down to 53. And the truth is, they're, as we know, are going to be looking at the waiver wire. They're going to be looking to add a bunch of guys. I don't know how many guys, like how many new players that aren't on the team right now do you think will be on the team week one, which is like less than 2 weeks away. I feel like you might get like five guys.
Yeah, no, you could get, I mean, you know? The big waiver deadline is noon today.
They're going to be on that. So they're going to claim a couple guys.
High noon, we're gonna find out. Right, we better find out. They've talked so much about this stupid third waiver claim.
Yeah.
We better find out right at noon.
Yeah, no,
who the big name is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could be four or five guys. They churn over the bottom of the roster.
I do think one that we kind of had an eye on was the wide receiver group.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Okay. So it's not a great group. We knew, obviously, going in, but there were a lot of guys that you're like, well, they're going to let him go. They're going to let him go. Having Kendrick Bourne on the PUP list out for 4 weeks, that allows like an extra guy to stay on the team that maybe they would have had to make a decision on.
Yeah, but we talked about this yesterday. My number was five. And like, again, like, who are they keeping instead? I don't know. It just... You don't need seven receivers plus Kendrick Bourne joining the team at some point in time. Plus, I'd have, like, wouldn't you think a guy like David Wallace or somebody has a chance for the practice squad? Like, how many receivers do you need?
He probably will.
None are really very good. So that's the one area that jumped out to me.
Well, you have two rookies. You have two second-year guys.
Yeah.
Then you have Tyquan Thornton, who's, what, a third-year guy, but was a second-round pick. And then K.J. Osborne's the one veteran that they signed in free agency. And then I'm guessing they like Rager as a return man, which I feel like you could easily... cut him, keep him, whatever you want to do there. But that is a lot of receivers.
So that's how I feel about it. I know you like receivers.
I love them.
But
as you see my fantasy team, there's like 12 of them.
I heard. I'm actually very jealous. Yeah, I
it's
heard.
It's a good squad.
So Polk, Baker, Pop Douglas, and Osborne are all, those were locks. Yep. To me, those are roster locks. And you have Kendrick Bourne on PUP. I would have picked one more.
So but between Booty, Thornton, and Rager?
You don't need all those guys.
All right,
and
then, those three, who'd you take?
When Kendrick Bourne comes back, you cut them probably. Yeah. But so out of those guys, probably Booty.
Me too. I would. I think the most upside there.
Yeah. I'm not falling for the Tyquan Thornton trap. They are.
No.
I think a lot of the beat writers are.
Yep.
I am not. Jalen, I mean.
Why is Rager on the team? I mean, I guess you got to go through and you look at all the different spots.
The dynamic kick.
True. He can do that.
I'll say this about the dynamic kick.
I like it.
So I want to like it.
Okay.
I legitimately want to like it. I want the kick return back.
You have reservations.
I want more action. No, the idea is they're protecting players and keeping them safe, right? Isn't that the idea? Reducing collisions?
It is a safer way to still make it a competitive play, I guess. Yeah.
So, the idea is player safety, which we know with the NFL is nonsense. Mm. But have you seen some of the guys get hit on this play?
Smacked.
They get smoked. I can't. I know it's not high. It's not... whatever, 11 high-speed collisions running down the field. I get that. But the one guy gets clocked. Every single one of these I've seen.
You mean the return man?
No, the return man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy gets smoked. So I get it. All the blockers, it's not high impact, and I get you're probably reducing that.
But it kind of still is. Yeah. Like, you can build up a good amount of speed. I know it's different than, like, a full, like, 30-yard sprint. But you can still build it up pretty good. And, like, every single guy is now making contact. Because before on the kickoff, you know, really 10 guys because you have the kicker. 10 guys run down the field. There's a few, and because they stopped doing like wedge blockers, they took that away. I'd be curious how many guys really even made full contact anyway. Because like some of the outside gunners kind of try to avoid whatever. Like now everybody's like 5 yards away from each other. Like you're all hitting each other. But you're right, the return guy, you keep waiting to see one like break through and go. Nope, they get absolutely pancaked right there at like the 20.
I'm not saying it won't happen and that it hasn't. It might have happened in other preseason games. The Patriots games that I've watched. And even some of these other preseason games, I've kept an eye on for whatever reason.
But player safety aside, like
they get crushed,
they get smoked.
Yeah,
but I would say when a team would score a touchdown, when you're watching a game, you're not watching Red Zone, you're watching just the Patriots. Team would score a touchdown, great opportunity to get up, get a beer, 100%. Grab some more snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to see the extra point, even when they backed it up. Like, yeah, for a little bit, guys were struggling with it, but now whatever. Also, the kickoff, you're like, no. Or if you happen to have to DVR the game, you'd always fast forward the kickoff.
Right
now,
there.
Now,
and then I'm like, wait a minute, the Patriots are at the 45? What happened there? I'd have to go back on the DVR.
Not now. And look at on the Twitch chat, some of the stats as it relates to the new kickoff. So the return percentage in the 2023 season, under 22% of kicks were returned. So they just blasted them through the end zone. Now, in the preseason alone, 72.5% were returned. And the yards per return are up a little bit. The field position's up a little bit. So
it's a play worth watching.
I like it.
If for no other reason than just to see how hard the returner gets crushed.
He might get smacked.
But so I would, to answer your original question, not to go off on a
do we like
a
the intro
there.
Song, Corn?
No, the Jalen Reagor, if he had a role on the team, I'm guessing it's that. But I don't need that. So I would lean in on Kayshon Booty. When Bourne's ready in 4 or 5 weeks, if Booty has done nothing, I cut him. But they are so bereft of talent on the roster. There's such a lack of talent that they can keep 7 receivers. And
well,
we're like,
also,
yeah, who do you miss?
But they're keeping 7 for now, and it might be shenanigans where they're
roster
trying to keep
manipulation.
One of these. Yeah, and then this way, because when they add offensive linemen, which we assume they will, I don't think they're cutting an offensive lineman. Don't you think? Like, so I think there was going to be a position that had a few extra guys anyway to give them a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
fair.
If I was a few of those guys, like Thornton, Booty, and Reagor, like the classic, like rent, don't buy, like I don't think those guys are 100% locks for the team.
I think that's fair. You can jump in 617-779-7937. When do we get this quarterback announcement? How do you think it goes down? If we don't get it today, does that speak to a better chance for Drake May to be under center week one? Also, your thoughts on this Patriots roster. Our football coverage is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. When we come back here on Keefe and Jones, we'll get to Would You Rather on a Wednesday. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. We discussed... Well, the decision at quarterback for the Patriots. When do we get that decision? Could be live here on Jones and Keefe.
Yep, 1:15 sharp.
Well,
or earlier.
Don't sell yourself short.
Hashtag, I could have it. That's
hashtag Scoops Keefe. DMs we'll are see. Open at Keefe21. He's been breaking news this week. I saw. By the way, and we'll get to your Jeremy Swayman report. I saw NBC Sports Boston gave you some credit.
How about that?
You know,
see, that's an outlet that would respect the scoop and not just immediately dismiss it and be like, "What does this guy know? What has he ever broken?"
We're going to engage with it.
No,
we're gonna go with it. Yeah. Shout out to NBC Sports Boston for recognizing.
Thank you.
Hashtag Scoops Keefe. So we may have the news here on this show before Jerod Mayo hits the podium.
It could definitely happen.
You'll definitely be hearing it live here on Jones and Keefe today.
We could do this.
What's that?
Now, this is risky because it's going to burn one of us.
Just guess.
You say Drake May. I say Jacoby Brissett. And then from there, that person becomes...
I have a source saying...
Yes. That person becomes the football expert for the rest of the season. Like, well, remember they had Drake May before everybody else. Remember he had Jacoby Brissett before anybody else.
Billy or Nick, you want Joe Milton just to cover all our bases? Cover all our bases.
Smart. Got to break the tie.
That is probably a good call.
Billy should take Milton. I'll take Zappy.
You know what?
Good thinking. Roster.
Good thinking. Yeah, what if he's claimed we need to cover that base,
We all tweeted at 1 o'clock exactly. Like, let's just hope, and then immediately delete it. As soon as it's not that guy, delete it immediately.
Yeah. Ken, whoever deleted the whole Twitter account for Jones and Keefe, just get on deleting all of our bad reporting, and then boom, done.
That is back up, by the way.
Oh, it's up and running. You're right.
Yeah, so at Jones and Keefe is the Twitter account, which for some reason yesterday was just...
Oh, and the masses were just...
Pissed.
Our age has been confirmed.
They're like, we want these tweets.
Yeah.
I need to see these tweets.
They were like, where are the scoops?
They're here.
Where are the takes?
We're back up.
Put your pitchforks away.
Yeah.
The Jones and Keefe account is back. It's up. It's running. Yeah. Lots of content for you there.
Excellent.
So make sure you check it out. Uh-huh. So who's doing Would You Rather on a Wednesday? Is Billy Lanny?
Billy Lanny's got some questions
I'll fall
for
on
us.
That grenade. Why not?
All right. What do you have?
All right. First question. If you're Bailey Zappi, would you rather sign with the Patriots practice squad or with the XFL?
XFL. I'd rather sign with the XFL. I think you have a chance to be one of the stars of the XFL. The Rock is back in this thing, so he's going to try to push that thing going forward. You're going to have, you know, not as big of an audience, but you're going to be out on the field. You're going to be playing, and then you might be able to parlay a good XFL season into another run at the NFL, a la Josh Johnson or a couple of these other guys that got another crack at it. Whereas if you come back here... Well, you sit on the practice squad, you're kind of hoping for a Brissett injury, but even then they'll probably turn to Drake May, and then once he gets the job, he's not, hopefully, giving it back. I'd go to the XFL and try to be a star there.
Okay, I definitely wouldn't come back here if I were Zappy.
Okay.
So I'll go XFL, almost by default. I would try to get on any other practice squad. I'd be happy getting on a practice squad elsewhere.
Practice squad versus...
It's not here. I just wouldn't do it here.
Yeah.
I mean,
active roster is a no-brainer. Go be in the active roster somewhere else, but I don't see that happening because... He got cut last year, cleared waivers, got cut again this year. I don't think there's a lot of teams lining up for him.
Me neither. What if I said CFL?
Okay.
Yeah.
Up to Canada.
Warren Moon.
Now, am I
Doug
playing
Flutie.
Am I playing for like the Toronto Argonauts or am I up in like Saskatoon? Because if I'm playing for Toronto, I'm like, oh, that's a city. It's a real city. I'll play there.
You ever been to Saskatoon?
No. I've only been to Montreal.
Here's what I'm going to say. That's it?
In my life?
In Canada?
Oh, actually, I've been to the Niagara Falls part also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is nicer than the U.S. part.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's nicer.
I like Canadian cities. So I've never
Montreal,
been to Saskatoon,
yeah,
though.
Montreal and
I feel like
Niagara
it gets
Falls
a lot of negative blowback. Yeah, yeah.
It's just fun to say, if we're being honest. The only reason I brought it up.
But we're in agreement on that one. What else we got?
All right. Would you rather the Bruins give Swayman $10 million a year or split that money on a different goalie and a forward or a defenseman?
Ooh.
Yeah, do you spread that around? That's a lot of money.
I'm paying Swayman. We were all comfortable. I think. Maybe you weren't. We were all comfortable with eight. So I'll go a little extra. Mile, he wants $10 million. I'm sure they don't have to actually give him $10 million. Nine and a half. If you have to give him 10, fine.
He didn't even ask for 10. That's what I heard. That's crazy. Who said that?
Who's passing that bad info
around? I don't know
what
the hell he's talking about.
That's a bad check you're passing around.
Yeah.
So, no, I would give him the 10. What are we talking about? An extra $1.5-2 million? I'd give that to him. How much more are you spreading around?
So I think if you just told me, hey, you have $10 million to spend on another elite first-line forward, I would probably take that. But the reality is I'm not going to give Korpisalo the lead job. So let's say they get to $10 million to spend, because I know right now they don't have 10.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to probably give, what, three or four to the goalie. So then you get like a $6 million player.
Right.
You're not getting like a $10 million player.
Let me put it to you like this. Yeah. Undo the Allmark trade.
Yeah.
I want Allmark out of here, so I would pay Swayman. But would you rather have Allmark at, what was he, $4
million? Yeah.
There's no Korpisalo. And now you
and
pay
for six?
Yes. No, or would you rather have Swayman?
I think I'd rather have Swayman.
Me too.
Because they do have top-end guys. Like, they have Pastrnak, they have McAvoy, and now you have Swayman. And then you sort of build around that, right? Like, you have one of the best forwards, one of the best goal scorers in the league. You have a guy who ideally should be one of the best defensemen in the league. And then Swayman should be on that short list of best goalies in the league. So, no, I would pay Sway.
Same.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather go to space or to the bottom of the ocean?
Okay, why are you so anti-space? I'm going to space.
Space is terrifying.
Space. Bottom of the ocean's terrifying.
Well, but it's Earth. I'm an Earthling. I'm going to keep it here. I am fascinated by the water. I think both are scary. Like, I'm not trying to be like some hero here. I think I would have a hard time with either one.
Because
I think your head caves in if you go too deep in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there like an issue there?
Yeah, I think.
And James Cameron have to get some special submarine to
I mean, let's. I'm not hunting the Titanic. Like, I'm not doing that.
Not to go back to the submersible, but yeah. So, yeah, no, bad things are happening at the bottom,
and then you
bottom of the ocean.
You got
to
like,
get the bends when you come back from space.
You only
got to
go like
shooting up in the ocean.
You only got to go like 50 feet down to get the bends in the ocean.
Yeah, I just feel like.
If you go up too fast.
More interested, I guess, in seeing maybe like an octopus that I am like.
You want to see Megalodon?
These aliens.
How about the distance? What's the distance to the deepest part of the ocean compared to?
Oh yeah, you're not going as deep as you would as high.
Yeah, it's easier. It's easier to get back to the surface of the ocean than come back from outer space. Is that what you're saying? That's your argument?
I think so. Yeah. And I'm an excellent swimmer.
You
like
spend
not
9 months at the bottom of the ocean.
Not to toot my own horn, but I am like a fish in water.
Are you?
I am very fast.
Seeing you could go all the way to the top, maybe.
Probably
swim all the way back out.
Yep,
Aquaman style.
I can hold my breath for 30 seconds.
Space.
I know you're a big spaceman.
I'm going to space.
We got Spaceman Jones.
Spaceman Jones. I mean, first of all,
yeah.
I mean, we talked about these astronauts. If you missed Kiefer Madness yesterday,
yeah, check the Odyssey app for that.
It's weightless intercourse. I think it's a big.
Well, there's
check
nothing
mark,
in the would you rather
for,
about you what? Going up there with
well,
like
it's
a
weightless.
Lady.
Well, it's weightless.
Yeah, but you might be by yourself.
A lot of weight at the bottom of the ocean. Too much weight.
Probably too much weight.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do this?
Nah.
I don't think I can.
I know. It's actually not that different than
kind of stuck
than
here.
How it do goes it under now. A weighted blanket.
Yeah.
It's like not that different than the Jones household.
It's like
now.
A third person in here with a weighted blanket.
That's true. No, space. Let me tell you. What if you're up there and you meet an alien? Like if you meet Megalodon or an octopus.
Yeah. Octopus is super smart. You never saw My Octopus Teacher or whatever that was? That movie?
I know that I know the film you're talking about only because I watched
excellent.
I watched the Oscars and they referenced it, but I didn't watch the
movie.
I think
it probably won an Oscar for best movie.
Interesting. So they are very intelligent.
Yeah, no, they're very smart.
They're probably doing
jars.
Something bad. They're doing something bad. Aliens are smart. What do you mean they're very smart? Aliens are smart.
Aliens are smart.
Number one. Number two, maybe they take you on their team. Something bad very much could happen.
Octopus isn't going to try to kill you. The alien, 50-50. I don't think the octopus would.
You don't think so?
That guy was like best friends with the octopus in that movie.
Yeah, that was like a surface octopus. This is a deep ocean octopus.
Yeah, they're all the same.
This is a giant squid or something like that.
A kraken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know.
That's going to try to kill you.
I think there's a little bit more known in the ocean than there is in space.
Not deep ocean.
There might even be space Kraken, for all we know. We have no clue up there.
Yeah.
And sea aliens.
Sea aliens.
Ocean aliens.
I mean, that is a theory. That's
what
the oceans
aliens
are
in the water?
Yeah, the oceans are here on this. The aliens are here on this planet, but they live deep in the ocean.
Well, their... not the aliens from the movie Signs, because they were afraid of water. That was their kryptonite.
It's a good point.
Which is also dumb, because as my Davey from hashtag Dork has pointed out, if water's the only thing that can kill them, why would they go to a planet that's 75% water?
I mean, honestly, that's a brain buster right there.
All right, final
hashtag Dork podcast.
Thank you.
Final one. Would you rather wait to see the Sox top prospects until next year or call them up next month?
So they're four games out right now.
Uh-huh.
So it feels like it's still kind of within reach. But I'm also pretty curious to see these guys. Now, I know Marcelo Mayer's hurt, so he would not be one of the guys.
Call him up.
But the other three?
They could help.
Yeah, they could.
Like, to me, what you're saying is like, oh, don't bring up the prospects and wave the white flag. You might not be waving the white flag. It might be Devers.
If these guys are that good, yeah.
It might be Devers or Bogarts. They called those guys up in the middle of a World Series run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, call them up for
call
sure.
Call them up. Let's see them.
Yeah.
I agree.
Similar logic with Drake May. Like, you're not going to ruin
them.
You're not going to ruin them.
No.
Play them, and at least it gives me a reason to watch in the meantime.
No.
Would you rather? I like it.
That's good.
Ocean or space?
Ocean.
Space.
Spaceman Jones.
I can see people at water coolers all across New England.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Hashing it out. Kraken. What about space Kraken? What about water aliens? It was a good retort. So anyway, we'll get into what?
Some of the texts. In space, you have sex for hours?
What's the difference from it on Earth?
Probably.
Wait, your sensitivity is dulled in space?
See, out of this guy, what do you think? We're talking to an astronaut here?
He might be.
It's Butch who's
Butch
up there
texting.
Now. It's Butch and Sonny up there now.
Butch is just bored out of his mind.
Who are you guys talking about me?
Sonny won't give him the time
put
of day.
Put the Odyssey app up here. We can't get home, but they did provide him with the Odyssey app.
Nothing new on Courtney's Instagram today for Butch. No. He's like, I'll tune in and see
what
they got.
Post the pics. Somebody has it.
All right. Well, if you're listening up on the International Space Station, first of all, thank you. Second of all, we'll get to Jeremy Swayman addressing the report from hashtag Scoops Keith. That's next.